You're listening to the audio production of Desperate, Hope for the Mom Who Needs to Breathe, by Sarah May and Sally Clarkson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Chelsea Thayer and Nan Gurley.
And so God orchestrates it that I am writing these words while sitting in an ER, waiting for chest x-ray results, for pneumonia. I am a mama to six, and I've known Desperate. I wondered how in the world I would find space to breathe. I remember that day nearly 20 years ago now, when a purple line bled across the strip of paper and I cried. Positive. Pregnant. A person growing within my womb. My hand trembled and my stomach lurched, and then I slid to the floor, hugged my knees, and rocked, cradling me and our firstborn, not yet born. What business did God have giving this 21-year-old a soul to birth? I'd been married less than a dozen weeks. But more critical than being young was the anguishing knowledge of how broken I was, how little I had to offer in the shaping of another human being. If I was bent and crooked, how could I possibly raise a sapling into a straight, strong tree? I cried myself to sleep. We told no one in our church family that I was expecting until I was 7 months pregnant. All those years, I tried to stay quiet and hide. Through all the babies who came early and the ones who came breech, through the 13 years and 3 months of straight diaper changing and boys who flung toilet bowl plungers to ceilings, that then came down and graced a brother with a black eye. I've been the mama who punished when I needed to pray, who hollered at kids when I needed to help them, who lunged onward when I needed to lean on Jesus. I've lain in bed too scared to get up and ruin another day, ruin my kids. I wish I had reached out and let someone gently...